thought I'd call just to let you know that I've been thinking about you and I've been wondering how you're doing. Been so long since we talked, you know. No, I don't mind just listening. I know you got a lot on your mind. Let's talk about it and tell me just the way.
Let's jazz it up. Blog Talk Radio. Here I am. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. Anyone is welcome to call the guest line number and speak with my guest. This is a multi-talented music recording artist, Rod Clemens, this evening. That jam was by him. It is number 3 on the charts and may have moved up even more since time has began. Hello, Rod Clemens. Hello, are you with me
this
evening?
I am here, and thank you so much. It is so great to be here this evening. This is so much fun.
All right. So tell our listeners out there briefly about yourself and how you got started on your journey in the music industry.
Well, I grew up, I was born and raised in Arkansas, grew up in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, and at the time I was growing up, the university there now was one of the best known historical black colleges in the country, AM&N College, where Alex Haley actually got his education there, and so many other wonderful people in the African-American community. My father was the head basketball coach there and became the athletic director emeritus, and both my parents were educators. And so growing up there, when I was a very young child, I was born blind, born with congenital glaucoma, but I mean, I did have a little bit of vision. And so like most 2 or 3 year olds, whenever they see a piano, they go and they start to beat on it and, you know, make any kind of sounds, whatever they can do. But I didn't just, well, first of all, I never beat on the piano keys. I would always stroke them, which was really interesting. And, but I would never attack the white keys. I would always play. I noticed immediately that any combination of the black keys would make a very pretty sound, and that's only because of the intervallic distance from key to key, and versus the white keys that are kind of stuck together, and a lot of times, you know, any combination of them can be a bit clashy. So when my mother noticed that that's what I would always gravitate toward, that's when she said, you know what, I think this child is going to be a musician. And she took me at the age of 3 years old to the school, to the university, and I started studying with one of the university professors at three.
Wow.
And, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was wild. I mean, I started studying Bach inventions and musettes and preludes and fugues and, you know, all kind of crazy stuff at 3 years old and 4 years old and 5 years old. I started appearing in his recitals when I was five. And my first musical love is classical music. I actually studied classical piano from the time I was three until I graduated from college at 21. So, you know, 18 years of my life was spent in rigorous classical piano training. But I would say, as far as inspiration, I guess like the very beginning inspiration would be my mother, because, you know, I was too young to know anything else. So,
right.
Yeah. So, she took me to piano lessons. I loved it. And it would be a couple of more years before I would have to go away to the Arkansas School for the Blind, which was a boarding school. So, but while I was at home all the time, you know, I would practice the piano and wake my parents up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning playing the piano.
Oh, my goodness.
And yeah, I'm sure they were probably glad to send me off to school. But
So Rod, I'd like to ask you this. When did you discover your love for pop music? What age were you around?
Interesting, very interesting question, actually. I mean, I always grew up with pop and R&B sort of in my periphery, if you will. But, again, you know, all while I was in elementary school, certainly high school and early college, I mean, I was, you know, Mr. Bach and Mozart and Chopin and whatever. But I was very influenced by some extremely disgustingly skilled musician groups like Earth, Wind, and Fire. I loved them. The Spinners. You know, I had siblings that were a little bit older than I am, so that's how I was able to kind of hear some of those things. But I was really into, especially the very, even the R&B groups that were very intricate, like Earth, Wind, and Fire. I mean, I just loved everything that they did.
How did you choose a genre of getting into neo soul? Not only that you love R&B,
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I will say this, and I always love to say this, my biggest musical R&B influence of them all and will forever be is my girl, Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan.
Okay. Chaka Khan. Okay, Chaka Khan. Okay.
What you say?
Oh my gosh. They don't, you know, God made Chaka Khan and that was the end of that. But
I feel for you.
Yes. I know, right? Exactly. I was very drawn, or am very drawn to her technique, vocal technique, her expertise. I mean, she's not just a singer, you know, she has her voice is an instrument. And
She knows how to play the drums.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she played drums. Shut the door. She played drums, and you can put her down, seat her in front of drums. She'll sit down and play like she's been playing it all her life. Obviously, she knows about every instrument, the melody it makes, and how she knows how to sing and perform along with the melody of each instrument. So she do play drums. That's just something for me to put in there for you.
Well, I'm glad you did. I did not know that, but you know, now that I think about it, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, she's just that ridiculously skilled. But she was the sort of the introduction to a very naturally innate musical person in R&B. And then as you get into other people, like I remember when Jill Scott first started recording.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, I love her. Oh Lord, A Long Walk. Oh, when that song first came out, I was like, oh my goodness. And Indira Ree, I haven't heard her in a little bit, but I love her though. She is just wonderful.
So, Rod, I don't mean to interrupt, but let me ask you this. Was the piano the only instrument you play? Is there any other instruments you can play
I studied other instruments. I studied saxophone. I studied clarinet for a minute.
Wow.
I studied drums for a while, and in fact, on my album, and definitely the song you just heard, I was doing drums on the album. But the only thing that I really stuck with was piano and voice. Piano, particularly because piano is the only instrument that you can actually, you know, harmonize with yourself without having to have other instruments with you. I was introduced to those other instruments. My mother also thought that because I played piano, I would be interested in playing the organ. So unfortunately she bought me an organ and I never touched it.
Well, she ended up giving it to the church. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, while we're up here talking about all different types of music artists and music itself, let me spin I Love Music. Is there a story behind the title of this song?
Oh, I Love My Music? Yes. That song was born straight out of when I first moved to New York. And now I wrote the song years later, but the experience of it, the subject matter, was when I moved to New York for the first time from Kentucky. I lived in Louisville, Kentucky for a while. And this was sort of at the end of the crossover years, you know, with Lionel Richie and the Commodores.
A lot of the
African-American artists would try to cross into pop and things like that. People don't worry about that so much now. Now you just kind of do what you want to do. But so when I first got to some record labels and I had a lawyer that was introducing me to different yes or no people, and they would listen to my stuff, and they would go, you know, you are really, really good, man, but you just, You ain't black enough. You ain't R&B enough. You ain't got enough soul. You ain't got enough.
What?
You too white.
They
you too pop.
To
you too. So I was like, you know what?
What?
Would you like to jump off of a cliff now?
What? Oh, you poor baby.
So that's why I created that song, and it's kind of my, if you will, kiss my butt to the record industry.
Yeah, the music industry is ugly. It's ugly.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I don't know that would happen anymore, but, you know, at that point, I just was like, what? Music is music, you know?
Music is music, that's right. And so we're going to tell them right on air they can kiss our butt. And so right now we're going to say, I love my music. So,
yes,
hi. Anybody is welcome to call on the show at 657-383-0771. This is Rod Clemens on the stage here, everyone. Call it in.
Piano can barely even walk. Then his mama took him to a teacher to show him the right way to play. And then he practiced every day. Yeah.
I love my music. I love my music, baby.
Oh, oh.
I love my music.
Yeah.
I love my music, baby.
I love it.
I love my music. I love my music.
Then I grew up into a man and learned a bunch of things, like playing keyboards, arranging, and learning how to sing. But then everyone wants to tell him just how he should want to play. Get up out of my face. Come on.
Tchaikovsky and Beethoven, and I had to go ahead and throw those.
Wow.
Things in.
Well, I want to spin another song that I like. I actually love the whole album, Rod. You are
very good
at what you're doing. Very good. You're an amazing, multi-talented artist. You are very good.
Can I ask a question?
I want to play. Oh, go ahead. Caller.
Hi, my name's Josh. My name's Josh. I got a question for Rod.
Go ahead,
Josh. How hard was it to mix in Tchaikovsky with this classical feel and still keep that funky flavor, if you will, to that I Love My Music song?
Yeah.
Well, it certainly, I had to change, especially with the Tchaikovsky quote, I had to change the rhythm, because that piece is actually in 9/8 time, you know, so it's like,
oh,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you know,
mm-hmm.
So
it's
a whole different feel. So I had to make it more of a 4/4, da 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 da, 2, 3, da da, 4 and a 1 and 2, 3, da 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 da. But all I did was just simply put it in 4/4 time and follow the melody and what the string basses and cellos were doing, and it worked. But now the Beethoven, I didn't really have to change anything other than the key. That's not the key mm-hmm. that piece is in, but, you know, who knows that anyway, unless you play it.
Yeah.
But that's how I was able to do it, yeah.
Well, you're talking about the key.
Well, it sounded good. It kept that groove to it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And then basically I kept the drums, I kept the hi-hats going so that the rhythm, you didn't lose it. And, I kept the drums going all the way through it. The kick and the snare and the hi-hats, all that stuff was still going on.
Yeah.
The only thing that dropped out was the bass and the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all this talk remind me of the documentary that I seen of Quincy Jones on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
And he went mm-hmm. back to the 1940s, 1930s, up to the 1950s, 60s, 70s. Now, you know, Quincy,
mm-hmm.
he went from making music for movies, for commercials, an orchestra. And back then it was a lot of things that black folks went through. And what he all talked about was the 12 keys that you use.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what he's talking about, Rod? Mm-hmm.
There are 12 notes in any scale from the, let's say, for example, from one C to another C. You have 12 notes.
Mm-hmm.
They're
going
to be identified as flats or sharps, depending on what key you're in. But those are
the
12
octave plus
notes
the accidentals.
Yeah, exactly. And you have any combination of that, of course, you know, you use to construct whatever the harmonic vocabulary that you want to do. And a lot of that is also based on different scales, because you have your natural major, your natural minor, harmonic minor, melodic minor, whole tone, you know, all kinds of weird scales and stuff. And
yeah,
if you want to really get into
yeah.
some modern classical music, it gets really avant-garde.
Well, Quincy Jones mentioned about those 12 notes throughout the movie, and he said they were played over and over throughout all the classic artists and all the bands he played. And I just wanted to bring it up. But anyway, we're going to play some more music of yours. This one's called
okay.
What the Hell Do You Mean? Now, what was going through your mind when you made that song? But you know what? I love it. Nobody else would do this. Nobody else would do this, and you came up with this. So I know there's a story.
Leave it to Rod. He come up with it.
That song, actually, the subject matter came straight out of a very specific and very difficult conversation, confrontational conversation that I had with my then wife. We are divorced now and have been divorced for about 9 years.
We don't have to go all into that. But I know it had to be a story behind it.
Yeah, if you listen to the words, you'll get it.
I did get it. So everyone, They're welcome to call the show and talk about this song at 657-383-0771. And you can speak with Rod Clemens here on the air. Everyone stay tuned. We'll be right back after this tune.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello, Brian. Brian. Hello, Brian.
Oh, it's Brian. Hey, what's up?
Yes, sir. What's up, Rod?
I'm chilling. I'm chilling with, you know, my girl and my boy Josh. And, you know, we're having our little party in here along with all the listeners.
Okay, then.
What's up, Brian?
What's up, man?
Okay.
Wow.
That song, Brian, when I heard that song, I immediately picked up the phone and called Rod. I was like, man, what was going on with that one?
Hey, I like that jam, man. I like that jam. Leave it alone. I love it.
Oh.
I don't know any other artist that would come up with a jam like that. Thank you, Rod.
When I was working on the song, I remember I had a good friend of mine who is also a wonderful singer, more on the contemporary Christian tip, and I was working on a Christmas project for her, and I told her, I said, what would you do? Because she watched me go through all the separation and divorce stuff. So I said, what would you do if I told you that I'm working on a song for my album called What the Hell Do You Mean? And she sat there for a minute. Now, this is a minister's wife, by the way. She sat there for a minute, and she goes, she said, well, what the hell do you mean?
Well, I wonder what was your face expression?
I was like, okay, I guess you wouldn't have a problem with that. And she's like, no, that's how you feel. You know, especially because she's like, look, I'm here. I'm watching you go through this. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, my God. This is good. So we're going to get off of that subject for a minute, okay? Now, you played in the band for Arrested Development back in the day. Arrested Development?
Uh-huh, yeah, back in the 90s. Yeah.
Back in the 90s, what was your position?
I played keyboards. This was when Speech was reinventing the group, if you will, around 1999.
Yeah.
I believe Dion Ferris was already gone, and there was another girl, I can't remember her name, that had taken her place. And but I believe that the other... I think the drummer and the bass player that he would use live, I think they were the same. And he came to New York to do a live concert at the theater in Madison Square Garden, and he needed a keyboard player. So somehow I got called to come in and do it, and it was really fun. And the cool thing about it is, you know, Speech likes to dance. And so there were a lot of things that he wanted to do. And he would try to do these dance movements that would give me cues. Well, not just me, but the entire band cues as to when to stop and when to start and whatever. And I'm like, Speech, you got to remember something, buddy. I can't see what you're doing.
Yeah.
So she would go, oh, that's right.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Wow. That's good.
So he would choreograph certain things so that he would come dance near me. And either tap me on the shoulder or something like that, and that way I would know exactly what to do. So it worked out beautifully. Everything looked very choreographed, and it was cool. Yeah.
Okay. So,
Had me wondering how he went around that.
Yeah, exactly.
Had me wondering how he went around that because my eyes are bad too. But that sounds like it worked out good.
It did. It worked out very well.
So, Rod, I know all the listeners want to get information from you. Could you go ahead and give your website information and the social sites that you're on so our listeners can follow up with you?
Sure. I don't have a standalone website. I function with Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. So my Facebook is facebook.com/Verdict Records LLC. So that's V as in Victory, E R D as in David, I C as in cat, T as in Tom, records as in the record that you play on a record player, LLC as in Limited Liability Corporation. That's the name of my independent label. So Facebook.com/Verdict Records LLC. And my Twitter is Twitter at Clemons_Rod. So Clemons is with two M's, CLEMMONS_Rod. And then my Instagram is Rod Clemons, or Instagram at RodClemons6. And you can find out pretty much anything you want to know about me and what I do and what I don't do. And
like, what the hell do you mean?
Exactly.
I'm very active
on those, especially Facebook. I'm pretty, you know, I love to talk about, like, I'm a foodie, so I love to, whenever I go and perform and travel somewhere, I like to find nice, you know, restaurants and stuff like that. And I'll write about it on my Facebook profile.
Right. That's cool. So while we're talking about your performances and events, I'd like for you to mention any upcoming events in the city where you're at, or if you have a list of events coming up, where can our listeners find it at? Would it be on your social sites?
Yeah, you can. I do have the most current itinerary list on my Facebook profile, and I will be continuing to update that because we're constantly adding new dates. Like right now, we've got World Cafe in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania on Friday, January 25th, and my contemporary gospel artist, who hopefully will be on your show soon, Dan Kenneth, he's going to be performing at Ashford and Simpson's Sugar Bar in New York on February 1st, and then I'm doing the same thing on Friday, February 15th. Then we're both performing together at House of Blues in Myrtle Beach on March 8th, House of Blues in Chicago on March 15th, House of Blues in Dallas on March 22nd, House of Blues in New Orleans on March 29th, the Tabernacle in Atlanta on April 6th, and of course the one that I'm really looking forward to, that I get to see my boy Josh when we go down there, is the 100th annual convention, alumni convention of the Arkansas School of the Blind, where I'm
cool. Okay.
And
that's
going to be Memorial Day weekend. Yeah, that's going to be so much fun. And there are others that are being scheduled on through the summer. Yeah. But if you come to my Facebook profile, you will constantly see updates.
All right. And thank you for that information, Rod. So I would like to ask you this. How do you feel about this new album?
I am very proud of it. It took a while to do because, you know, I was producing a ton of other projects and, you know, just making a living. And and then a lot of stuff, you know, obviously came from very personal experiences. So those experiences had to happen in order for those songs to come across.
Yeah.
So, for example, the title track, What's Up, It's Me, is actually a song that I wrote right after my father passed away. And it's a metaphor. The verses are him speaking to me from heaven, and the choruses are back and forth between the two of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. A lot of people want to know about that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's another song I wrote on there called She's My Girl, which I wrote as a Mother's Day gift to my mother a few years after What's Up With Me. And I wrote it, sang it, mixed it, and I didn't get it done in time to put it in the mail and send it to her, so I had to send a friend an MP3 and let them burn it onto a CD and take it over to my mom so she'd have it Mother's Day. And she called me and she said, baby, I'm going to have to take your mother to the emergency room because she's crying so hard.
Oh, I see what you done did.
I know. Look what you done did.
But that's so
nice. Yeah, I'm very proud of the whole
thing.
I had a lot of great people working with me. Willie Brown Jr., who was an exquisite guitarist from contemporary gospel and R&B royalty, playing with Donnie McClurkin and Yolanda Adams, and then over to Mary Mary and Alicia Keys and Mary J. Blige. I mean, this, you know, really is just ridiculous.
Wow.
Everything else was me. The only other parts that I had that I didn't play were guitar, and I wish I could play guitar, but I can't. But all the instruments, drums, bass, piano, strings, all this stuff, background vocals, pretty much was me.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you a little break right now. Anyone can call on the station here at 657-383-0771 and speak with Rod Clemens and I am Lady Diva. I am your host with the most for this evening. Here is She's My Girl. She's My Girl by Rod Clemens.
La 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 la. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Well, all right, everyone. That music is by Rod Clemens. She is my girl.
Yes.
Everyone, tune in. Call on the show. 657-383-0771. Speaks with my guest, multi-talent music recording artist, Rod Clemens, everyone. I love that song.
Oh, thank
I
you.
Really love it.
Yeah.
I love the whole album.
She was. Thank you.
There
she was truly my hero. She really. Huh?
I said there is a video coming to that one.
Oh, yes, there is. We actually started it. Fortunately, we were able to get footage with my mother in it before she passed away. She passed away about a year ago.
Oh,
so,
I'm sorry to hear
that. Oh, she was my hero. My mother was my absolute, both my parents, my mom and dad were just extraordinarily supportive of me and you know, made sure that I had everything that I needed, made sure that I was in the finest schools of music and competitions, and you know, I wouldn't be worth 2 cents without either one of them, but especially my mother, and I'm so glad that I had her until she was almost 89. And
okay.
Yeah, she was a crazy person, just like I am.
All right.
In fact, that's
okay.
Where I get it from.
Okay. But you know what? We got to have a little crazy in us. That just makes up the character of ourselves. You wouldn't be who you are today if you didn't have a little crazy in you, okay?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Okay. So I would like to ask this, Rod. What is that ultimate desire, what you want people to get out of your music?
Well, you know, music, and this is probably also something, too, that, well, any trained musician, but I'm thinking now Quincy Jones could totally understand and relate to. Music is something, is a sonic and harmonic structure that evokes emotion of various kinds depending on, you know, what the music sounds like. I mean, you can listen to music without words and it can sound angry, it could sound sad, it could sound joyful, it could sound funny. And so for me, I like music that pulls at your heart. I like harmonic vocabulary that pulls at your heart. And I don't want to have words to do that. I mean, if that works, that's fine. And, you know, everybody's going to have a different perspective of listening. But, you know, at the end of the day, I want my music to say something to you when you walk away from it. Just like if you come to a performance of mine, I don't want it to be just another concert. I want you to have had an experience, a listening and musical experience where you go home and you're like, you know what, I need to walk around the block for a few times because I can't go to sleep because I'm just so wound up with this experience that I just came from. That's what I really would love for people to be able to walk away, and also to hear my music over and over and over and over again and get something different out of it every time. That's what I would love for people to have.
Well, thank you for that information, Rod Clemens. But I would like to put in there, I did have an experience, even though you're new to me, and I can't believe I never heard of you. Like, I have talked to you and your agent before. When I first heard your music, it floored me. When I've heard different tracks, I had hairs growing up on both of my arms. And so that was the experience I got, that I knew you were going to make it to the top. You're a star already.
Oh,
it's just going to take time for people to catch on. And once they catch on, you're going to be hot. You're already hot now with that number one single, What's Up, It's Me. I believe that's hot right now. So that's
my opinion.
I don't know what other people see or what they think, but I had hair growing on my arms, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know. So that was my experience. So I would know if I heard you play in a concert live, that would be an enormous experience I would have with your music.
Oh, thank you. That now, see, that's encouraging, and that's what I like to hear, because it's like, for me, I remember back in the 90s, I would, you know, go to the gym and work out, I'd get on the treadmill, put on some headphones, listen to music, and I would actually listen to the radio, and I'm waiting to hear what's new and what I might like and so on and so on. I haven't had that experience in years because we're just, musically, we're just not there anymore.
Yeah.
Not very often anyway.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I, you know, I want to be able to bring some of that back. So that
right.
People, you know,
and thank
go, oh,
you.
That's my jam, you know.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
That's why it was.
Go ahead.
I said that's why it was such a great pleasure working with Rod and doing these first two videos with him, because there's times you do music videos and after you've heard the song, probably in the course of a shoot, you'll hear it 50 to 75 times. you really find out if you like the music or you don't.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Even though we played it over and over again, you know, it still sounded good. You still got something out of it every time you heard it. And in between, when it wasn't playing, you were hearing it in your head. So it made the video experience really pleasurable. We all had a good time making this, both the videos.
Y'all did a very good job on the videos. Much appreciated, and thank you. I know it's a lot of hard work, but hard work does pay off. Thank you.
Oh, that was fun.
Thank you.
But I remember in that video shoot, I was like, if I have to sing this thing one more time.
I'm sorry. It is what it is. Hard work.
I'm like, you know, maybe I should try to learn it in another language, and that might make it more
interesting. Woo!
People have no idea what it takes. You know, until you do a true video, you know, and the way we do it, people really don't understand. I have so many people that come into the experience not really knowing, and then they start to understand why there was the 50 emails that I sent about this, and we need to do this, and what about this, and are we going to do this like this, and, you know, and then when they're there and they realize that this is really a full-blown experience, everybody thinks, oh, the song is 3 minutes, so it should take you about 8 minutes to make the video. No.
It took us 8 hours to shoot a 45 second segment of She's My Girl.
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
it took almost eight hours. Just for,
what?
You know, people, and I'm not, honestly, you know, and then when you start to talk to them about, you know, how much the video is going to be and this, that, and the other, you know, and people look at you and they're like, oh, well, you know, how long is this? You know, I just want to do this simple thing over here. Okay. Well, this simple thing over here, this is what it takes to do that. And then you get the people, oh, you know, I want to have people in the club and I want to have the cars in the front. Oh, really? Oh, okay. Well, the cars are $2,200 a day to rent the Ferraris, and then oh yeah, and you want, how many of those did you say you wanted? Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh. Woo. Okay. That's enough information. But I get it.
Oh yeah.
So, Rod Clements, I'd like to ask you this. Will you be working on any more new music projects in the near future you would like us to know here on air?
Well, I'm actually writing some songs right now for my next album project. It probably won't come out for at least another year or so because we got more work to do with this one. But I am working on some new material, and I do have another artist. I was mentioning Dan Kenneth, who is a phenomenal contemporary gospel and R&B artist. I produced his album as well, and he and I do a lot of performances together, and then he'll be doing some stuff on his own as well. But his song, his single, which is another song that I wrote called From the Heart, also got into the top 10 of the adult contemporary chart at the same time mine did. In fact, ours kept competing against each other. This week, mine would be one notch above his, and next week, his would be one notch above mine, and next week, mine would be, we'd go back and forth.
Yeah.
But so we're working on some other stuff with him, and then, of course, he's got performances just like I do and other singles to release, and, hopefully soon he'll be on here, which I think you'll love him. He's just absolutely wonderful. But and then we also have other projects that are non-musical, like some film projects. There's a movie, actually, that I am working on now and continuing to seek investors for. It's a Christmas movie called A Genie for Christmas, and it's actually about my wonderful high school piano teacher and also the choir director and elementary school music teacher at the School for the Blind. She has since passed away about maybe 6 years ago, but she was just the Pied Piper of that school, and I just love her to pieces, and we remained friends long after I graduated from high school. And so I'm working on a Hallmark Christmas movie project with that, and an animated cartoon feature. There's all kinds of stuff that that we're working on, and we're chasing after investors to help put it together. So it's not just music.
Okay. So I want to ask you. You mentioned the new music projects that probably won't happen for another year or so. What would be the move of the music, new music, in the next album? Can you tell us that right now or not?
Well, yeah, I think because a lot of the stuff that I put into this album from an emotional perspective, a lot of those things, I've sort of resolved them, and like, what the hell do you mean? I mean, I'm not really there anymore. I mean, I can perform it, but it's I'm not in that case emotionally anymore, so I'm not going to necessarily write anything like that. But for example, the next album I have, the title track, is going to be called Racket. And basically it's talking about noise, just distraction. Everything is such a distraction. You have 17,432,000 TV networks, 17,432,000 internet things, all kinds of this, that, and the third. And it's just, all of a sudden you're like, who am I? What am I doing? Where am I going? What is this? And it's so easy to lose yourself and lose your identity, and that's basically where that song is coming from. It's also going to be a wee touch more to the hip-hop side, so not all the way over there, but just a little taste.
Thank you for that information.
It's going to get even a little bit more urban than what this one is right now.
So how do you feel, Rod Clemens, singing or playing any cover songs from other artists? How do you feel about cover songs?
Oh, I like them. In fact, I have a cover on my album that I did of James Taylor, Carolina in My Mind. I love James Taylor. Yeah.
Okay. That's how that song is recognizable to me. Yeah.
Yes. Well, it's so funny. I was just talking to Brian actually earlier or yesterday. I remember I was at a studio party with the mastering engineer in New York, and one of the background singers I had on another song of my album was there, and she was listening to my production of Carolina, and she was like, oh, that is so pretty. Where did you get that idea from? Are you from there? Did you grow up? And I was like, are you crazy? That's a James Taylor song. And she goes, oh,
oh,
I wrote that. Wrote that. I'm like, what?
Okay.
But I mean, you know, I guess the song is 40-something years old, 47, 48 years old. So,
yeah.
And I think she is, I think she's only about maybe 30, 31. So,
yeah,
you know, she's
well,
at least 17 or 18 years younger than the song is. But, yeah, there are other, oh, you know what? There's a song I think I might do remake on my next album. If you could believe this, it's a Cyndi Lauper tune. but it's sort of an obscure song of hers called Unconditional Love. And, yeah, I love that song. I actually sang it at my mother's funeral. And it's very, very pretty and very organic.
Yeah.
I'd like to do a real spacious, like, guitar vocal kind of thing. And maybe nothing else,
yeah,
but just guitar and vocal.
Okay.
But
I
do like remakes.
Okay. You like cover songs. Yeah, all right. So I want to spin this one last song for the show. We'll be right back and talk just a little bit more because our showcase is almost ending within the next 25 minutes. Anybody still welcome to call on the show and speak to my guest, Rod Clemens, at 657-383-0771. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Here is What's My Name.
Yeah.
love that. That's what
oh,
love
thank
too.
You.
Boy, you
yeah,
are
of,
you
I
are something
up for coming, that one.
what's the rap artist name?
Which one?
The rap artist that was in the song. What's his
oh,
name?
Oh. His name is Edson, Edsone. Young
all
guy
right.
from New York, really cool guy. He's from actually his family is from Haiti, but I think he was born and raised in New York. And
all right,
very intellectual, almost a common type sound, you know, the rapper common.
Yeah. All
yeah.
right, we have a new caller that tuned in. Caller area code 302. Please state your name. Go ahead and speak.
I am the notorious Dan Kenneth calling in.
Oh,
Dan.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
What's up, man?
And how is everybody? I'm just listening to the Diva and Rod, and wow. I just called
wow.
in to be sure to say what a phenomenal artist Rod Clemens is.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
phenomenal.
Oh, thank you.
I've worked with him. Don't,
okay.
don't let him fool you. He acts like he's blind, but he can see pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm concerned. I've spent time with Rod in New York. He worked on my project, and he's just a perfectionist, just a perfectionist. And,
wow.
you know, I've worked with other producers who they didn't know what they were doing, and they wouldn't listen to what you wanted to do, what was in your heart. And Rod listened to everything that I said. Also showed me a lot of places to eat. I'm a finicky person as far as food. I've learned so much about food with Rod in New York and going places and telling me where to go. And I'm walking down the street with him being a guide. And he's saying, well, it's right up the street. Oh, no, Rod is not there. I don't see it. Dan is right up the street. No, Rod is not here. Turn to your – just – turn around and walk back, look to your left, and there it was. So he says, the blind man has to show the person who can see what to do. But Rod is wonderful. And, you know, I wanted to say this in short. You know, a lot of artists such as Rod, you know, I hear the mainstream artists. I always hear about Beyonce and all of these different artists. And Rod, people need to really listen to what he has to offer. They really need to listen
yeah.
because the album is dynamic.
Yes,
you know, and sometimes people, they get caught up in mainstream artists and they don't give other
yeah.
artists a chance. And
yes.
they really should listen because there's
yes.
plenty of good music out here. And
yes.
Rod Clemens is just A+.
A+.
Thank you.
For
I just wanted
that.
To let him know. Yeah, and Brian Chacone is wonderful. Him
oh,
and Ed
yeah.
Grove,
oh my God.
They're just wonderful. Wonderful.
Yes. What
and
wonderful
I'm so appreciative.
And...
Yeah. Wonderful. They'll have you up all day long, but they're wonderful.
yeah. Yeah.
I just want to salute.
Right.
Yeah, and I just want to salute the Diva. I want to salute Rod. I want to salute Brian. And
thank
just,
you.
You know, for the listeners, just check him out. He's wonderful.
Thank you so much, caller.
Thank you
for your support. I want to say
thank you,
Brian, for contacting me because I would have never found out about Rod Clemens. And, caller, thank you for supporting my radio station. This is what I do. For independent artists, and I want to thank you. So let's get back into the show here. I wanted to ask you, would you like to give a shout out to any of the persons that supported you on your music journey for this album, Rod Clemens?
Oh gosh, Lee Evans from Jambox Entertainment, the mastering engineer. I mean, that has an enormous lot to do with why the album sounds the way it sounds. And I know that there were many times when I probably drove him to drink because he bring me something and I would listen to it and go, no, no, it's got too much bottom. No, no, it's got too much this. No, no, it's got too much that. And I know he wanted to go, oh, my God, will you please shut up. But but Lee is just an excellent master engineer, has wonderful ears. The wonderful guitarist, Willie Brown Jr., I have always been enamored with his work. One of the singers actually that did sing on I Love My Music. Actually, Dan did some background vocals on that too. And also a wonderful singer I worked with named Cynthia Bell, who is absolutely phenomenal. She's down in Atlanta, and I think she's listening too. Another wonderful singer, Carmina Day. She did the background vocals with me on my song, Hallelujah. And she sort of stepped up to the plate and did a little bit of duet singing on that song. And, of course, my wonderful mother and my father, whom I would just not even be worth discussing if it weren't for them. And all my peeps at the Arkansas School for the Blind. Oh, my gosh, I just love you guys so much. And I am so looking forward to coming back down there to perform at that alumni convention. That is going to be so much fun. And, Brian Chacon, of course, for doing such an extraordinary job with the video.
Yeah.
And my makeup artist, Tiffany, whatever her last name is.
Whitaker.
Whitaker, there we go. Sorry, Tiffany.
Uh-oh.
My bad. Well, I only met her one time, so.
You're excused.
And Mr. Ed Groves, you got to shout out Ed Groves.
Ed Groves. Yes, absolutely. Yep.
Yes, he is.
He is awesome. Yeah, Kay Ballard,
awesome.
Wonderful drummer that I played with in Pittsburgh just a few months ago. He and I went to school together. Excellent musician, and that whole band that he put together was just absolutely fantastic. So many wonderful musicians I worked with in New York live. After doing both Dan and my albums. And, I want to thank Rod Clemens for mixing the album, Rod Clemens for recording the album, Rod Clemens for arranging the album.
Yeah, you got to pat yourself on the back there.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Woo-hoo!
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Oh, and, of course, it is. The album is available on cdbaby.com/CD/RodClemens12, the number 12. You can get it as an actual CD or downloads. And, of course, it's available on all the other download stores, iTunes, TuneCore, you know, anywhere where you purchase downloads. Also on all of the streaming audio platforms, subscription. Streaming audio, Spotify, Google Play, Apple Music, YouTube, you know, everywhere. It's everywhere. And,
all right.
Yeah, so we're doing it. We're making it.
All right. Now, I have two more questions before the showcase ends, Rod Clemens.
Uh-huh.
If you were to have a one-night concert event, and who would you choose that you want to perform with that's living today in a one-night time concert event live? Is there any other artist that you would choose?
Well, of course, I would love Chaka Khan.
And she's listening, and she said, I feel for you.
I know, right? Exactly. I will tell you this, and I can't really go too much further, but I am in the Grammy voting rounds right now for this album, which actually the official voting just began this morning. But there are some categories that have kind of been solidified for me already, but I can't announce them yet. But I always said I can't wait to go there because if she's there, I can't wait to just go up to her and say, Chaka, I feel for you.
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. You are a mess.
I
are a mess.
I, I don't know any other artists. I mean, there's so many people that I like a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but and they're very Okay, I could totally hang with Jennifer Hudson. I mean, she's excellent.
All right now.
Yeah, she is absolutely fantastic. I could absolutely kick it with her for a good long little while. And and Chaka Khan.
I should have known that was coming back. Now, one more question, Rod. This is the last one for this evening. What are your words of wisdom? Do you have a message to deliver for those who wants to enter into the music industry? Or do you have any advice to give to those persons that are suffering in the world today?
Well, for anybody that wants to get into the music industry, you know, actually now is a much better and much easier time than it would have been 30 or even 20 years ago, because a lot of the mainstream industry is no more. You know, a lot of those labels are gone, or they've been so cut down in size until it's not funny. And thanks to the internet and to wonderful shows and personalities like you and this show, it gives the new and independent artist a platform to be heard. And without having to deal with, you know, astronomical radio promotion that, you know, costs your left aorta. And
I feel you.
And the other good thing about that too is that if you do have the money, you can do it, and you don't have to sit around and wait for a record label to do it for you. But even if you don't have the money, the internet has leveled the playing field so much that, you know, self-recorded, make sure that it's done as broadcast level as possible. Get a really good mastering engineer. Don't settle for, you know, Fuquan Johnson four track in his basement. although Fuquan Johnson's four track can sound pretty good sometimes. These days, you never know.
Oh, my goodness. You are something else. Oh, Lord.
And then I would just say, get out and perform if you can. Just perform. Just keep performing, because the more people see you, the more they put the name with the face with the music. And, you know, that sells music. Because if you know how to really do a good performance, people want to go home with a piece of that. So they're going to buy whatever it is that you're selling, if you've got an EP or a CD or whatever. And just do it. And, you know, there's so many different ways to get stuff distributed. CD Baby is the easiest thing now, because they distribute everything. So you no longer have to rely on major distributors like Sony and whatever to get your stuff in the few little stores that are left selling music. You know, CD Baby can now do that for you, as well as all the digital distribution and whatnot. So, you know, and it costs nothing, like $29, $30, I mean, nothing. So that would be my advice as far as music is concerned. Anybody in the world, gosh, you know, I am, I'm a Christian. I have been a Christian for 30 plus years. You know, I'm not a weirdo. I don't go around beating people over the head with the Bible. But I definitely know what it is to have a relationship with God and know how to rely on that, even in extremely difficult moments and unsure moments. And we certainly live in a very unsure world, and it gets more and more unsure as each day goes by. And the only person you can, as far as I'm concerned, hold on to is God. I mean, and I really realized that when I lost my mother. Gosh, that was, it's just something that you don't want anybody to have to go through that. But, of course, everybody's going to if you live long enough. But I knew that she was okay. I knew that she was going home. I was with her at the end. I held her hand. And, you know, I told her, I said, look, either God's going to heal you here, or he's going to take you home. And there's no such thing as cancer in heaven. So one way or the other, you're going to be fine. And I was 100% confident in that, and I could walk away and, you know, be all right. Do I like that scenario? No, I'd rather not have to do that. But, you know, it is what it is, and I know I'll see her again. And that's what I can hold on to, and, you know, I love it. That gets me through all kinds of crazy things. I mean, anytime I go through something weird, I just think about that scenario, and I'm like, okay, you know what? Everything's all right.
Right. And you are all right.
Or if it's not, it will be.
You are all right. You are good. This album is good. Your talent, your skill, your voice, your melody, everything is good.
Thank you so much.
And more blessings on your music career, your journey. Thank you, Brian, for getting in contact with me. And this is a good relationship, us three, and I hope y'all stay in contact with me. And this is Brenda Moss signing out with Rod Clemens, everyone. Follow up with him on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Brian, keep in touch with me. Anybody that has missed the show is recorded. Keep the link and pass it among other persons that may want to listen to this show. And thank you, Rod Clemens. Keep in touch. You are a blessing.
Thank you very much.
You are a real good blessing. And
thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. You are more welcome to come back on the show with any new projects you may have in the near future. Hopefully, I'll still
thank
be on
you.
Air. Thank you. Thank you all.
You?
And thank you all for everyone that's listening. And thank you for your support. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Tuning Out from Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to replay What's Up, It's Me by Rod Clemens, everyone. And stay tuned for other shows for the month of October 2018, everyone. And thank you all. Have a blessed evening.
Good night.
Good night, Brian. Thank you. Good night, Rod.
Okay, good night. Thank you.
Good night. Thank you.
All right, Joshua, take care. Just the way you feel.